From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, February 6th. I'm Sarah Wright. The Board of Supervisors modified the first draft of a proposed ordinance establishing additional prohibitions on genetically modified organisms at this week's meeting, after hearing from environmentalists and cannabis interest groups who said they hadn't been included in the drafting process. The board adopted a moratorium on GMOs last year after Cordovacan, a Canadian cannabis company, claimed without evidence that it was capable of using CRISPR technology to edit the cannabis genome. This led to an outcry from the county's organic farmers and environmentalists, many of whom campaigned for Measure H, which became law in 2004. That was the voter initiative that led to Mendocino County becoming the first county in the nation to ban GMOs. But since voter initiatives can't be altered once they're passed, County Council and the Ag Department went to work crafting an additional ordinance intended to update prohibitions for rapidly evolving technology. Tuesday's discussion turned rapidly to a few sentences in the definition of genetic engineering, or more specifically, what doesn't count as such. That definition, which led Supervisor Ted Williams to ask if certain parties had lobbied for the wording, excludes conjugation and transduction, as well as microorganisms created by moving genes or gene segments between unrelated bacteria. Linda Gray gave a thumbnail sketch of two of those processes.
Back in the mists of time, I studied genetics. I'm not a geneticist, but I do remember the words conjugation and transduction, and conjugation is a way of transferring DNA from one bacteria to another. It happens naturally in the wild, but it's also manipulated by people now. And as I recall, transduction is a way of using viruses to move DNA around.
Ellen Drell of the Willits Environmental Center had expected to be included in crafting the ordinance. She referred to a geneticist named Eleanor Kuntz, who was hired by the Origins Council, which is interested in preserving the organic reputation of Mendocino County cannabis.
To some of us who were actually involved in the Measure H campaign, and then the group with us that was involved a year ago and had several presentations to you, to the Board of Supervisors, and were in contact with the staff here and gave them the names of our experts and encouraged them to consult them. I didn't hear about it until Saturday night. Janine didn't hear about it until Sunday. Eleanor didn't hear about it until Sunday night. So I have to say that these groups who have been very active, who are the very ones that brought this issue to the board, were not consulted by county staff. And I think that I'm urging the board to put the brakes on so that we can consult with county staff. I mean, you've heard from them that they are, you know, they don't understand this issue very thoroughly. We don't know, and you know, who their resources were, I don't know. But in any case, I think it's only fair that we who brought this issue to you be allowed to have ample time to work with staff.
But Devin Jones, executive director of the Farm Bureau, had a different concern. She asked the board not to take action that would put local farmers at a disadvantage by forbidding them to benefit from the latest agricultural research.
I just felt it was reasonable to remind this board that there is technology, you know, with the CRISPR and Cas9 that is currently being performed out there. Rutgers University is doing research right now to improve powdery mildew resistance in Chardonnay grapes. We're also looking at USDA doing some additional research for fungal and mold resistance in grapes. So the question with agriculture is always going to come, do you embrace technology to use it for reducing other inputs, whether that be drought resistance, reduced water need, reduced resistance for pests? So I think what I had requested last year was that if this ordinance comes back for revision, that there should be some ability, and I think there is, for this board to continually evolve as necessary. There might be a need at some point in the future for, you know, utilizing some of these technologies to support the various industries within this county. So I just don't want this to be a one-time-and-done kind of approach.
In the end, the board voted unanimously to strike the section describing techniques that do not meet the definition of genetic engineering, choosing instead to reuse language from Measure H. Supervisors also agreed to direct staff to work with interest groups like the Farm Bureau and the Origins Council and Measure H proponents on further amendments to the ordinance.
The board also revisited another moratorium from last February, agreeing in another unanimous vote to extend the moratorium on industrial hemp while preserving the possibility of a pilot program to grow it. Brian White, a wine grape grower who is interested in farming hemp, was in favor of the pilot program.
I do feel that Sonoma County and other counties in the state have already kind of paved some of the way that we need to go. I don't like hearing that you want to go another 12 months that easily. You know, I know a pilot program will help get us there, but it's an important thing to traditional ag. You know, we need another industry right now, or we need another product.
But Hannah Nelson of the Mendocino Cannabis Alliance wants more time for stakeholder input. Her organization does support the continued moratorium. Hemp and cannabis are not identical, but close enough that pollen from one could disrupt the THC balance of the other. Supervisor John McCowan asked if it would be possible to have it both ways.
So I would assume if we receive a presentation back on adopting a pilot program, that would then supersede the moratorium, most likely. If we adopt a pilot program, and that would spell out the protocols by which selected growers would participate in the pilot program.
Deputy County Counsel, Matthew Kudrowski, yes.
The board expects a presentation about a possible hemp pilot program in early spring. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.